Well, I'm on, well, the note, I got the little simplex note plugged into it, and that's what I'm on right now. I turn this up. There's this little quarter second delay, like normal. So it's actually, I'm pretty impressed with it. The lack of latency has been, or the latency that it's had has been actually almost better than the LTE is.
Well, that's good. How do I ask this question? Is it going to be one of those units that gets deprioritized when Dayton gets busy and, you know, goes all to hell?
Well, it's a pay per gigabit roaming, so I'm paying, you pay the $50 for 50 gig of data, and then after 50 gigs of data, you pay $1 per gigabyte. So as long as your checkbook is open.
I'm not concerned about anybody running data up on it. That wasn't the question. My thing is, some of the times we get down there with the MiFis and stuff, and we try to connect into the cell system, and it's so jam-packed full that, it doesn't work efficient.
That's kind of why this is why we're taking this. So, it's to bypass that. It shouldn't be deprioritized, although depending upon the area, it depends on how loaded, the ground station is in that area, because they do ground stations based by regional areas. So, like, right now I'm coming off of, even though we're in Michigan, we're using the ground station in Chicago, which at night, if I did a speed test on it, I'm seeing 80 to 70 megabits down and 30 megabits up, but still 10 to 15 milliseconds of latency, which is awesome. But, like, during the day, you can tell it's not as loaded because I'm getting 300 megs down. So, like, you do see some of that, but I think it's more of a loading than quote-unquote deprioritizing, like you see on the LTE side of things.